Isle of Man reaffirms iGaming focus amid gambling reform talks. The Isle of Man government has restated its long-term commitment to the iGaming sector, even as lawmakers debate new gambling legislation that would broaden regulatory powers. Isle of Man reaffirms commitment to iGaming. In a recent session of the House of Keys, the island's lower parliamentary chamber, ministers emphasized that iGaming remains a strategic economic priority for the Isle of Man. Officials say the sector supports jobs, export revenue, and the island's international reputation as a well-regulated jurisdiction for online gambling operators. Central to current discussions is the Gambling Act's Miscellaneous Amendment Bill 2025, which, if enacted, would expand the Gambling Supervision Commission's GSC inspection and investigation powers. Provisions in the bill would allow the GSC increased authority to enter and inspect premises connected to licensed gaming activities, part of a package officials describe as necessary to address evolving financial crime risks. Treasury Minister Alex Allenson warned lawmakers that delay could damage the island's performance in upcoming external reviews of gaming supervision and financial crime controls. "We have to ensure our regulatory framework keeps pace with international expectations. Any postponement risks weakening our position in independent assessments and could have long-term consequences for the sector and wider financial services on the island," he said. Home Affairs Minister Jane Poole Wilson framed the proposals as a protective measure. "There is clear evidence of threat vectors that can affect regulated markets. Strengthening inspection and investigatory tools is not about constraining legitimate business. It is about safeguarding the integrity of the industry and protecting consumers and the public interest," she said. Gambling Act's Miscellaneous Amendment Bill 2025 sparks debate. The bill has prompted a split among legislators. MPs Julie Edge and Kate Lord Brennan led efforts to refer the legislation to a committee for further review, arguing that the government must fully weigh industry feedback and the potential economic impact of tighter rules. They cautioned against measures that could inadvertently stifle investment or burden local businesses. Members of the House voted 13-7 against the referral motion, meaning the bill will proceed to more detailed scrutiny and possible amendments rather than being delayed until April. The result reflects a desire among a parliamentary majority to move the reform process forward while still allowing for considered changes during committee stages. Industry voices have urged a balanced approach. Enhanced supervisory powers can be effective if they come with transparent guidance, timelines, and a clear remit that avoids unnecessary operational disruption, said Daniel Hart, a compliance consultant with 2 decades' experience advising online gaming operators. "Operators want certainty and proportionality, strong tools for regulators matched with predictable processes for businesses." Looking ahead, Isle of Man officials have signaled an outward-facing approach to reinforce the island's credentials. Under the Digital Isle of Man banner, government and industry representatives plan a series of international engagements around ICE 2026 and beyond, intended to showcase the jurisdiction's regulatory credentials and attract legitimate investment. Regulators and ministers stress the reforms are intended to maintain the Isle of Man's reputation for robust oversight while enabling the sector to compete globally. "This island has regulated online gambling effectively for more than 20 years," an official statement said. "Our aim is to adapt our tools so that they remain effective against new threats without undermining the commercial viability that has made the island a trusted home for operators." What operators should expect. Operators and advisors should anticipate a
period of consultation and amendment. Practical changes could include clearer inspection protocols, expanded documentation requirements, and defined remits for investigative activity. Those with operations linked to the Isle of Man are advised to review compliance policies, engage with the consultation process, and prepare for incremental regulatory changes rather than a sudden overhaul.
As the bill moves through further scrutiny, attention will focus on how lawmakers balance consumer protection and anti-money laundering objectives against the need to preserve the island's competitive edge in the global iGaming market.